Well, good afternoon. I'm glad to be back here with you again this afternoon. As you know, I've been preaching a sermon series about how the Bible is a story about God creating a people for Himself. I followed that story all the way to the last chapter, the New Jerusalem. But I've also pointed out that there is an unfinished chapter in the story, the one that we are part of right now, the church age. I also pointed out that in this church age that we are now living through, there are three key aspects: the problem, the project, and the praise.
我还指出，在我们当下所经历的这个教会时代中，包含三个关键的方面：问题、计划和颂赞。
Last month, I explained the problem, and that is that since God has created this people for Himself, this collection of not fully sanctified people need to live with each other. And that can be hard. But as I showed, the Apostle Paul gave us some instruction on how to do that.
这一群尚未完全成生的子民，仍需要彼此共同的生活在一起。这绝不是一件容易的事。然而，正如我所指出的，使徒保罗为我们提供了一些我们如何可以做到共同生活的教导。Let's
move on to the project then. What is the project?
接下来我们转向计划这一个主题。
The project was foretold way back in Genesis 12 when God called Abraham. Listen to that call again, especially the last part.
早在创世纪十二章，就是上帝呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，就已计划，就已经被预言了。请再次聆听那一次的呼召，尤其是其中最后的一部分。
Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make a great nation of you, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed."
创世纪十二章一到三节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“要离开本地本族富家，往我所要指示你的地方去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。”
God's plan was that all the people on earth would be blessed through Abraham, but more specifically through Abraham's descendant, who is Jesus.
上帝的计划是，地上的万族都要借着亚伯拉罕而蒙福，更确切地说，是要借着亚伯拉罕的后裔耶稣而蒙受福。
Now, Jesus laid out the details of the project to God's people just before he ascended into heaven. We find this in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter
28.
And Jesus said to them, All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you to the end of the age.
马太福音二十八章十八到二十节，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
In this statement.Jesus charges the church with the project. And he gives the broad outline of what the project is all about. It is to go and make disciples of all nations.
在这段话中，耶稣将这一个使命托付给教会，并概括说明了这项使命核心的内容，那就是去使万民做主的门徒。
And Jesus gives us the content of the project, which is to teach new disciples what Jesus had taught and to use the sacraments to help encourage and identify the disciples.
耶稣清楚地指出了这项使命的内容，教导新的门徒遵守他所教导的一切，并通过圣礼来帮助勉励他们，并明确表明他们是基督的门徒。
And finally, Jesus gave his people encouragement to pursue this project. He pointed out how all authority had been given to him and that he would be with us.
最后，耶稣鼓励他的子民去完成这一使命。他指出，天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给他了，并且他将与我们同在。
Now, in the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles,Luke recounts another version of the Great Commission and adds one more important element that was key, to be key in helping the church carry out the project.
在《使徒行传》开篇的时候，路加记述了另一个版本的大使命，并补充了一个十分重要的要素。这个要素对帮助教会完成这项使命至关重要。
The new element is that the church will be helped in the project by the Holy Spirit. And that is important for us to remember. In pursuing the Great Commission, the church is to rely on the help of the Holy Spirit.
新的要素在于，教会将完成这一使命中，将得到圣灵的帮助。牢记这一点，对我们而言至关重要。在进行大使命的过程中，教会必须依靠圣灵的帮助。
Now, Luke's Acts of the Apostles follows the spread of the gospel from Jerusalem and Judea and into the wider world. And in fact, it has reached us here today. And now it is our turn to participate in the project.
路加所写的《使徒行传》记载了福音如何从耶路撒冷到犹太地的传播，再传播到更广阔的世界。事实上，福音如今已经传到了我们这里，而现在轮到我们参与到这项福音的使命中了。
So the question today is, how did the church like PBRC participate in the project?Well, God in His grace and providence gave us a case study to examine to teach us how to do just that.
那么今天的问题是，像费城圣经归正教会，该如何参与到这项使命中来呢？对此，上帝借着他的恩典与护理，赐给我们一个可供研习的案例，以此教导我们究竟该如何行。
So please stand and turn with me to Acts chapter 11, starting in verse 19.
现在请弟兄姊妹一同起立，一同翻到《圣经·使徒行传》十一章，我们从十九节开始阅读。
Now those who were scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, speaking the word to no one except Jews. But there were some of them, men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Greeks also, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord.
11章19节21节，那些因斯提凡的事遭受患难思战的门徒，直走到腓尼基和居比路，并安提阿。他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲，但内中有居比路和普利奈人。他们到了安提阿，也向希利尼人传讲主耶稣。主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
The report of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. And when he came and saw the grace of God, he was glad, and he exhorted them to remain faithful to the Lord with a steadfast purpose. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and a great many people were added to the Lord.
这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中，他们就打发巴拿巴出去，走到安提阿为主。他到了那里，看见神所赐的恩就欢喜，劝勉众人立定心志，恒久靠主。这巴拿巴原是个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，于是有许多人归服了主。
So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him,He brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians.
他又往大处去找扫罗，找到了，就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫和教会一同聚会，教训了许多人。门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
Let's move on then to Acts chapter 13, starting in verse 1.
让我把圣经再翻到使徒行传的十三章第一节开始。
Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene,Manon, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul.
在安提阿的教会中，有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和出乎尼杰的西缅、古利奈人路求与纷纷之王希律同养的马念并扫罗。
And while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said,Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off.
他们侍奉进食的时候，圣灵说，要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我招他们所做的工。于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
So ends the reading of God's Word. Please be seated.
上帝的话语就读到这里，弟兄姊妹请坐。
This account of what happened at Antioch is one of the hinge moments in the Bible narrative. A moment when the Bible narrative starts to go in a different direction.
安提阿发生的这段记载是圣经叙述中的一个转折点。在这一个关键的时刻，圣经的故事转向了另外一个方向。
But up to this moment in the Bible story, it has been about Jesus talking to Jews, and then Jews talking to other Jews about Jesus. But in Antioch, something different happened. Jews talked to the Gentiles about Jesus, then Gentiles talked to other Gentiles about Jesus.
在此之前，圣经的故事主要是关于耶稣 传讲耶稣。但在安提阿，事情发生了改变，犹太人开始向外邦人传讲耶稣，而外邦人也开始向其他的外邦人传讲耶稣。
And the rest of the Acts of the Apostles, and pretty much the rest of the New Testament, is about what happens as the Gentiles believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is a hinge moment, but I think God gave us this account so that we too...could learn how to be part of God's project to take the gospel to the nations. So what then do we learn about how to participate in the project from this passage?There are five things this passage teaches us to do. We should adopt a new identity. We should learn and teach. We should pray. We should send. And we should engage.
那么我们从这段经文中学到什么？关于如何参与到这项使命中呢？这段经文教导我们五件事。我们要接纳我们新的身份。我们要学习并教导，我们要祷告，我们要参拜，我们要参与和互动。
In short, adopt, teach, pray, send, and engage.
简而言之，就是接纳、教导、祷告、参拜和互动。
So let's talk about adopting. What did the Antiochians adopt? They adopted a new identity.They called themselves Christians. It was a new identity that they proudly took to themselves.
让我们来谈谈接纳。安提阿的信徒接纳了什么呢？他们接纳了一个新的身份，他们称自己为基督徒。这是一个他们欣然接受并引以为荣的新的身份。
It was also an identity that supersededall their other identities. For they claimed their identity was in Christ. And as He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, devotion to and identification with Him surpassed all other types of identity they and we might have.
同时这个身份超越了他们其他一切的身份。因为他们宣告自己的身份是在基督里。既然基督是万王之王、万主之主，那么我们对他的忠诚以及对他的认同，就超越了他们，包括我们可能拥有的任何其他身份。
Their identity in Christ was more important than their ethnicity or nationality.
他们在基督里的身份比他们的种族、国籍更为重要。
It was more important than their gender identity.
比他们的心比身份更为重要。
It was more important than their economic situation or occupational status.
比他们的经济状况和职业地位更为重要。
It was more important than their political ideas.
比他们的政治立场观念更为重要。
So this is the question I have for you today. Is your identity in Christ first and foremost in your life? Is it what...you are known for? And is your identity in Christ how you organize everything else in your life?
因此我今天要问大家，你生命中最首要的身份是不是在基督里？这是别人认识你最先想到的特征吗？你是否以基督里的身份为中心来安排塑造你生命中其他一切的事情呢？
Now, it's not simply enough to just believe in Jesus. As Jesus said, the project is to teach believers all that He commanded. And that's why Barnabas went and got Paul to help with the teaching.
仅仅相信耶稣是不够的。 正如耶稣所说，这项使命的内容是要教导信徒去遵守他所吩咐的一切。因此巴拿巴去找保罗来帮助承担教导的工作。
We have to realize that many of these new believers knew nothing about the God of the Old Testament. They had none of the instruction that God had given his people through Moses and the prophets. They were unfamiliar with the scriptures.
我们必须认识到，这些新的信徒当中，有许多人对旧约中的上帝一无所知。他们没有接受过上帝借着摩西或众先知赐给他子民的教导，他们也不熟悉圣经。
So in Paul, Barnabas was bringing on board someone who was grounded in the scriptures and a trained teacher. He was also someone that was familiar with the Jewish world as well as the Greco-Roman world. He could help find ways to communicate the truths of scripture and the teaching of Jesus to different kinds of people.
在保罗身上我们看到巴拿巴所使用的是一位扎根圣经真理并受过良好训练的教师。他不仅熟悉犹太文化，也了解希腊罗马世界，因此他能够以不同群体能够理解的方式向他们传讲圣经真理和耶稣基督的教训。
And we likewise need to be grounded in the teachings of the Bible. First of all, so that our lives are lived the way that God wants us to live. But also that we can help explain the faith and instruct others.
同样的，我们需要扎根于圣经的真理的教导之中。首先，这是为了使我们的生活能够按照上帝所喜悦的方式来生活。其次，也是让我们能够向别人解释信仰，并教导他们去认识真理。
In sum, to help your church pursue the project,You also need to be a lifelong learning community. And not just learning ideas, but applying the teachings of Jesus to your heart and having them guide your actions.
总而言之，如果你希望帮助你的教会完成这项使命，那么你也需要成为一个终身学习的群体。而且，这不仅仅是一些知识和概念的学习，更为重要的是让耶稣的教导进入我们的内心，并指导我们的行动和我们生活的实践。
Now, the community at Antioch was also a praying church. Our text says they fasted and prayed. This is important. We always want to rely on the Lord and seek guidance from Him. And that is what the disciples at Antioch did.
安提阿的信徒群体也是一个祷告的教会。经文告诉我们，他们祷告并进食，这一点非常重要，因为我们总是需要依靠主，并寻求他的引导。安提阿的门徒们正是这样做的。
Now PBRC should also be a praying community, and part of your prayer should be for the spread of the gospel through you and through others.
PBRC 也应当成为一个祷告的群体，在你们的祷告内容中应当包括福音的广传，无论是借着你们自己还是借着其他的人。
I was once part of a church in which about 15 to 20 men met every Friday morning at 6 a.m. to pray for missions at home and around the world. They did this every weekIt was impressive. They were following the example of the believers in Antioch.
我曾经在一间教会，他们中大约有15到20位弟兄，每周五早晨6点钟就聚集在一起，为本地和世界各地的宣教士工祷告。他们每个星期都这样坚持做，这给我留下了深刻的印象。因为他们正是在效法安提阿信徒的榜样。
And PBRC should consider having times of prayer just dedicated to the spread of the gospel and missions. You should also seek God's will for your part in this project. Now through prayer and guidance, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the believers at Antioch decide to send out Paul and Barnabas as missionaries and evangelists to other Gentiles, so they might bring them the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the first documented missionary journey in church history.
通过祷告以及圣灵的引导，安提阿的信徒决定差派保罗和巴拿巴作为宣教士和福音的使者，前往外邦人中传扬耶稣基督的福音。这是教会历史上第一次有记载的宣教旅程。
PBRC should likewise be partners in sending out missionaries and church planters. And you are. You support missionaries and evangelists overseas, and you're currently working with others to plant churches among Chinese in the Philadelphia area. That is great. It is what the people at Antioch did.
事实上，你们已经这样做了。你们支持海外的宣教士和福音事工，并且目前也正在和他人合作，在费城地区的华人群体中建立教会。这是非常好的事情。这正是安提阿教会所做的工作。But
we must note that this sending effort is usually a group or congregation effort. The question I have, though, is, what part should you play as an individual? And that question leads us to the final thing which the people at Antioch did, which was likely an effort carried out by individuals. What did those individuals do to engage their neighbors?
全体会众共同去完成的。然而，我要提出的问题是：作为一个个体，你在其中扮演的角色是什么？那么这个问题自然提出了安提阿信徒所做的最后一件事，而这件事很可能主要是由个人去完成的，那就是他们个体是如何在日常生活中和他们的邻舍互动的。
How the Christians at Antioch engaged with others may be a bit hard to see from our passage. But if you know much about the ancient Mediterranean world, it is rather evident that they did. The first thing you need to know is that most of the larger Jewish communities in the ancient world were rather insular and standoffish. This is because of their dietary and cleanliness rituals that made them seem different, but the Jews also had serious concerns about being too close to the pagan idol-worshipping culture around them.
犹太社群往往是相对封闭的，与外界保持着距离。这一方面是因为他们在饮食和洁净礼仪上的要求，使他们与外邦人显得不同；另一方面，他们也非常谨慎，避免过于接近周围偶像敬拜的异教文化。
There were rather large communities of Jewish people in the Mediterranean area besides those in Galilee and Judea. There were famous ones in Alexandria, Egypt, and also in Rome. The Jews in these areas were largely in self-contained communities. They could live and do business together without having to have much interaction with Gentiles.
在地中海地区，除了加利利河的犹太和犹大地之外，还有相当大的犹太人社区，例如在埃及的亚历山大城和罗马都有著名的犹太社区。这些地区的犹太人往往形成相对自给自足的社群，他们可以在内部生活和经商，而不必与外邦人有太多的接触。
But if you know anything about Antioch, you quickly realize that it was a different situation. Antioch was the transit point between the Roman-dominated world of the Mediterranean basin and the Parthian Empire to the east. It was the point where trading convoys and ships and even armies were outfitted for long journeys.
但如果你了解安提阿的情况，你就会发现完全的不同。安提阿是地中海盆地、罗马世界与东方帕提亚帝国之间的重要交通枢纽，无论是商队、船只，甚至军队，在远途旅行前都会在这里装备和补给。
Antioch was a city teeming with different people from all over the known world.Few merchants would set up with the idea that you would only trade with a small group of people. In Antioch, a merchant set up with the idea that he would be buying and selling to all different kinds of people.
因此，安提阿是一个充满来自各地人群的城市。在这里，很少有商人只会和一小群固定的人做生意。相反，他们经商的对象是来自不同背景的各类人群。
It is probably through good trading relationships that the Jewish merchants in Antioch created that the Jewish Christian evangelists had a window of opportunity to start witnessing to their Gentile trading partners.
正是这样的贸易环境中，安提阿的犹太商人很可能建立了良好的商业关系，而这些关系也为犹太基督徒向外邦的贸易伙伴见证福音提供了一个重要的机会和窗口。
And that holds the clue as to how each one of us should be engaging with other people in our places of work and in our neighborhood through community activities.In fact, that is how your pastor, Heng Jiang, came to know the Lord.
这也为我们提供了一个线索，我们应当如何在职场和社区中与他人建立关系，并借着已有的社交网络来接触他人。事实上，你们的传道人洪江就是一个例子。
Heng Jiang told me that when he came to the United States, he did not believe in God.But people asked him to come to church. He declined. But one time they asked him to come to a barbecue. He decided to go, and through that he heard the gospel, and he and his family became believers.
他就告诉我，他刚刚到美国时并不信，但同事邀请他去教会，起初他拒绝了。然而有一次，同事再次邀请他去参加一次教会的烧烤活动。他去了，在那里听到了福音，最终他和他的家人都成了基督徒。
You should all be praying and looking for opportunities to reach out to your fellow workers and the people your work serves. This would apply to your neighbors as well. You should be seeking how you might bless them, how you might do them good, showing God's love in general ways.
因此，你们每一个人都应当祷告，去寻求各样的机会传福音给你工作的同事和你服务接触到的人群。同样，这也适合于你的领舍。你们应当寻求如何带给他们祝福，如何向他们行善，并以实际的方式表达出上帝的慈爱。
The Apostle Paul tells us to do good to all people. Jesus points out how God sends the rain on the good and the evil. This is called common grace. Doing good to other people, in other words, blessing them, creates the context in which we might be able to share the gospel and the special grace that comes with it.
正如使徒保罗所说，要向众人行善。耶稣也指出，上帝让雨降在义人和不义的人身上，这被称为普遍性恩典。换句话说，我们向他人行善、祝福他人的时候，就是在创造一个合一的关系和环境，能够来分享福音，而因着福音带来特殊的恩典。
So pray to God to show you the opportunities to share the gospel around you. But do that in the context of being a loving person to those around you first.
因此，祷告祈求上帝，让你看到身边传福音的机会。但这一切必须建立在，首先你要成为一个爱你周围所有人的之上。
These then are the five things that the church at Antioch did to help with God's project. You here at PBRC can do them too, both corporately and individually.
因此，这就是安提阿教会为配合上帝的使命所做的五件事。
They are,
你们 PBRC 同样也可以做到这一点，无论是作为整体教会还是个人。
And they are, adopt the identity of being a Christian.
接纳身份，接纳成为基督徒的核心身份。
Learn the teaching of Jesus and the apostles. Live them and be ready to instruct others.
学习耶稣和使徒的教导，活出来，并预备好自己去教导他人。
Pray that God would open up doors for the gospel, for you and for other Christians.
祷告祈求上帝为你或其他的基督徒打开福音的大门。
Continue your practice of sending missionaries and evangelists, and participate in planting new churches.
持续的支持并拆派宣教士和福音使者，参与职堂的施工。
And finally, engage your neighbors and the people you come in contact with at your workplace.Love those people and pray that God would open up doors for the gospel.
最后，在工作的场所和日常生活中与邻舍互动，爱他们，为他们祷告，为福音的门开启大门。
But the big thing to keep in mind is that you here are involved in the project that God started when He promised that through Abraham's descendant He was going to bless all the people on the face of the earth.
但最重要的一点要记住，你们正在参与的是上帝所开启的使命，这个使命始于他对亚伯拉罕的应许，要借着他的后裔祝福地上的万民。
Now God ultimately did that through Jesus Christ, but amazingly His plan is to do that through us also. For we who believe in Jesus Christ for salvationare also the two children and descendants of Abraham. And it is through us, empowered by the Holy Spirit, that God plans to bless other people.
上帝最终借着耶稣基督成就了这个应许。但令人惊奇的是，他也选择借着我们继续成就这一计划。因为所有相信耶稣基督而得救的人都是亚伯拉罕真正的子孙，正是借着我们在圣灵的帮助下，上帝要祝福到更多的人。
And the final thing to remember about the project and your participation in it is that Jesus has promised to be with us. This has always been the way with God when He has commissioned His people to carry out a mission. It was the way with Abraham.It was the way with Moses and Joshua and Elijah, and now it is the way with us.
关于这项使命以及我们在其中参与，最后还要牢记的一点是， 耶稣已经应许他要与我们同在。当上帝差派他的子民去实行他的使命时，他一向都是如此行。他曾这样与亚伯拉罕同在，也曾与摩西同在，与约书亚和以利亚同在，如今他也同样与我们同在。
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you have included us in your great project to bless people all over the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have promised to be with us and to help us through the Holy Spirit. Show each one of us here how we might help in your project.
亲爱的主，我很感谢你，因为你使我们参与到这一项伟大的计划，借着耶稣基督的福音，将祝福带给世界各地的人。我们感谢你应许与我们同在，并借着圣灵帮助我们。求你指引我们每一个人，让我们知道如何在伟大使命中尽我们的责任。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。